Wow, I'm sitting there going over this song and I'm going, we can put some heavy duty guitar on that. Wow, that would be really cool. We were just talking about how good the guitar was on certain songs that were being played. This is Luca Mino. We are back. I can stop it that way because it's my show and I can do what I want. We're back with Learn to Unlearn. Yes, and I wanted to start the show differently because we have a lot going on today. And I just had to say that. That's a really good tune that I wrote, but I'd like to hear some heavy duty guitar work on that. Maybe I can send it to some of our musician friends in the chat and they can have fun with it. It was just a thought because I'm so glad to be surrounded with the hard rock and, you know, Rick's music, you know, filling the living room like that once a week. It's so nice, you know, and then I'm walking around and I'm pacing and I'm just thinking what I'm going to start the show with. I have no idea. And again, Steve, I have no idea what we're going to start the show with again. But I'm going to introduce Steve first, our producer, worldwide producer, super producer Steve. How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm producing. It's all good.
And I wanted to take everybody a little bit everywhere.
You always start with the right thing, whatever it is.
Well, that's introducing you and thanking the station for everything and turning on my timer that I forgot again to start. See, it's always the same thing.
You need to add 2 minutes to it. So
I even have a joke now. Did you turn on your timer? I have the timer ready, you know, and it's always like that. Steve is going to join us in a bit for newsreel. But I wanted to start out, yes, by saying thank you and hello to everybody in the chat as well. Melissa, Sarah, Boston Mark, and I'll do the show like this for Boston Mark so that, you know, when I come back from the dentist, I can't talk at all. That's what I sound like when I come back from the dentist. And don't get me going because I'm going to have a toothache at the end of the show. Please. I want to take us around the world. I wanted to start with a little joke, and we're going to talk about health in a different way because of me talking about Dr. Bruce Lipton last week. I thought of some different things I wanted to share, and also we're going to go to Israel because there are things that we have to talk about. So as my mentor would say, Leo Buscaglia, who's no longer with us, he would always say, so let's get going. We only have an hour, so let's get going. The concrete jungle is something else I wanted to talk about. There it is. But first, my little wink-wink joke of the week. I give my links of the show that I have to friends of mine, right? And some of them don't answer. And then you kind of go after them and did you get the link to the show? And they'll say, Luca, you look different than you used to. You now have a white beard. I don't understand. So they're looking at Steve's picture. And that's what the joke is, because it's his website. It's Cancel the Cabal. So they're looking at Steve's picture, and it's, you know, it's really cute. I had to laugh. Steve, you're not saying anything, but you were laughing earlier, but he's not laughing now.
Do they say, Luca, you turned into a white boy?
That was adorable, right? So that happened. And I just crack up laughing, right? So that was my attempt at a joke. I see a couple of people just Boston Mark laughed a little bit. I don't know what the delay is that we experience, but anyway, we have how can we start this? Well, okay, they're saying that yes, you're right, Steve. We will start with the health segment because that's very it's related. I'm walking around my complex like I do every day. For health, for a breath of fresh air, no matter how cold or no matter how hot it is. One thing I haven't shared with you yet is that I have a complete loss of, what would you call that? Not capability, but it's the amount that you can handle of the cold. Oh my God, I lost it completely. And
your
my
tolerance?
Friend Rolling Bear, huh?
Your tolerance?
Yes. And my best friend Rolling Bear looks at me when we talk about it and he says, Luca, you almost died. Okay. That's why. So I lost a lot of that. And when I go out for a walk, I shiver like a 90-year-old that used to have coffee with me now. and I'm trying to fight it off. So I'm trying to make myself go out when it's colder. I go around the block, right? I'm walking around the block halfway around. By the time I'm halfway around the complex, I have a new segment for my radio show. That's about the size of it. This time it was a robin. It was a beautiful robin, younger one, not really colorized yet, but sort of, you know, dirty color because he was young, bouncing around among trash. And I said to myself, what would that robin be thinking? You know, because robins, okay, in the Native American tradition, birds, they're sacred. Animals are sacred. They can't, you know, some of them can't speak. Some of them don't have legs or arms. Some of them fly in the air. They're all sacred beings, entities, okay? And I said to myself, you know, the robin sitting there looking around, on one side he's got, a Reese's, I'm just throwing stuff out right now because I didn't really notice what it was this morning, but I kid you not, you know, blue ribbon over there from something, Reese's cover over here, yogurt box over here somewhere, ripped paper over there. He's sitting there looking around. He's jumping over everything. And I swear I almost saw him shake his head. And I'm like, wow, you know, you think of what the animals must be thinking of us. Like, what are animals thinking of us humans? I just sat there and I, you know, and this is among the other stuff, what we're talking, we're going to be talking about in Israel because of Aaron Bushnell's self-immolation. Okay. That's the same thing. I'm not going to be complicit in genocide anymore. I will not do this anymore. It's the same thing with me. When I see that robin, I'm like, this is not me. I did not put that garbage there. I will not, you know, I do not condone this. I felt like apologizing to the robin. I was so touched and moved by what I was feeling. And that's the kind of thing that makes you really want to fall down to your knees and weep. If you remember that saying, the beautiful meme, one of the best of the year, I think, that I've been sharing with you for 3 weeks now, if you aren't sick of me sharing with it with you yet. Everything is designed to destroy your empathy, because if you suddenly understood all the suffering and all your interconnectedness, you would fall to your knees and weep in the streets. Instead of developing a grating sense of humor and fighting each other for, you know, and buying stuff. It's so well said. And I'm really feeling that in a lot of different areas. So you know what I said? I said to myself, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make an experiment. You know, because I pray over my food. And I said to myself, why don't we do that? Luca, why don't you share it with them, okay? So at the grocery store, they have $1.99 for these white, yellowish looking, really not nasty, but, you know, walking by type that nobody would buy hardly, strawberries. They're trying to be red, but they're, you know, they're yellowish, they're white, and they're looking black, and they're not looking very good, right? You know that something's up. And I just looked at one of them, one kind of box of them, and for $1.99, you know, give them love, you know, why don't you buy them and bring them home, you know? And I started talking like that, and it was like, okay. So I bought them. I didn't think anything of it, brought them home, put them out on a plate in a circle. And I'm showing this to Steve right now because I took a picture of it. It was like, this is too cool. I put them on a plate in a circle. And I did the thing that I was talking about with Pimi in Mexico, singing to her strawberries, talking to her strawberries in the field. You guys that don't do very well, if you don't do very good next time I come out here, you're going to be used for compost for next year. And all of a sudden they'd flourish and they'd be doing better than the other ones. I'm going to pull a pee-me this time. So I put my strawberries in a circle on the plate, yellow, white, looking really nasty, some of them. Okay. I talked to all of them. You know, I really would like you guys to flourish for me and become something beautiful so we can all enjoy it and we can all learn something. And, you know, it's preying on your food is what it is. Your intent will go into the food. Okay? You want to see what happened the next day? Steve is looking at it. The white turned light to dark yellow. The yellow turned light to dark red, and the red turned dark, almost like ripe. And today they're almost all gone. I didn't throw one of them away. I gave two of them away for thanking, you know, like I always do on my spirit plate. So how come they all turn color like that, right? Oh, that's just, you know, nonsense, Luca. You know, that's just something else. Don't be so stupid. You're not going to talk about that on the air, are you? Okay. Everything is interconnected. That's what that little phrase was. If you understood the interconnectedness of everything, like the people suffering in Gaza, when you look at the bread that you have for a dollar a loaf, and you're thinking that's the one thing that could save a life right now, and you're sitting there eating it, right? If you understood that kind of interconnectedness, we wouldn't be able to live. And that's something else that they were hoping for. So that was my kind of my offering for today. Because, you know, I'm starting to really notice how interconnected things really are. And how, I don't know, how we fit, or what our spin is, or, you know. So I'm, you know, today I also wanted to talk about skeletons in the closet and how I dealt with really negative emotions and hard things to deal with and how I went through that. Because a lot of us are going through that. A lot of us need help. Earthing is an idea. The asking is another idea. I want to go through them really quick because they really helped me heal, and a lot more men should be talking about this stuff. Not just, you know, that's a woman thing. You know, no, it's not a woman thing. Wait till I get into the heat segment of my healing segment. It's the health. I don't know if I should call this a health segment or if I should call this a what if segment, because I like what if. Because everybody thinks a certain way, you know, like, no, what if, you know, get yourself out of the box. What if? Well, we're going to get into that, too. What if heat had a lot to do with my healing, which it did. And we're going to talk about that as well. So why don't we jump into the skeletons in the closet? Because that'll bring us to other stuff. Yeah, I think we will, because that's the kind of stuff that's the hardest to talk about. So you pretty well know that's, you know, that's where I'm going to go, just to bring us up afterwards, after that. This is for me personally, too. And I've been talking about what happened to me at 9 years old, the trauma situation with the rape from the man across the street. I can talk about that again if you'd like. But all of the things that you go through in life make you much stronger than others in different ways. And when you go through them, literally, you realize yourself sometimes that, you know, wow, I'm being prepared for something bigger, or I know this has a reason. I don't really understand why this is happening now, but there is a purpose for it. And I've always tried to invite healing. I've always tried to be positive all the time. So I was always inviting healing. And this is what I had to do for my healing in general after the two cancers were gone and I was starting over, right? So there you go, asking for healing again and inviting it and not fighting anything that you know is not bad for you, right? You take in everything that's good and you just know you don't want anything that's bad. Push it away or have nothing to do with it. And that's what made me what I am now, right now, this minute. That's what I had to do, to literally cast everything, like my fear as well. You start living truth. Isn't that funny how I always say that and that meme that I always carry? That should be a T-shirt. It says that when you talk truth, you end up becoming truth, because that's all you talk about is truth. So, you know, it's really cool. Hi, Moon. Yes, hello, Moon joins us. So the asking out loud is really, really important, too. My empowering action was simply to smile. That's all I had to do. Just smile, acknowledge. Even if the sun was out, I closed my eyes, put my face towards it, and I just smile. That was my thing. It was like, I know I know that was for me. You know, when the birds are singing, you smile. Or when you smell the, you know, the perfume of a rose, you smile. Oh, that was for me. Thank you. Huh? Oh, nothing. I didn't say anything. You know, right? Earthing was really, really important. And asking out loud, first of all, what I would say is like, my line would be, Creator, please help me to understand and to connect with my higher self, the one that I have lost touch with. Okay, A, you're saying that you know. You're asking God, okay? You're talking to God because I believe that you are personally God inside you. I think each one of us carries that if we get in touch with it. And that's thousands of years old, tens of thousands of years old on this continent. So if you're getting in touch with that, you're asking for help. A, you know that there's someone or an entity bigger than you are. B, you're showing humility and you're asking. Wow. You know, and that's what really worked for me. You ask and you shall receive. Huh? It's written all over the place in the big book. It is, you know, ask and you should knock and the doors will open. Right. Same thing as the bad. Same thing as the negative, like the Ouija board. You know, you want to play with that. Patauger in French is the word for that. You know, you want to play in the swamp with that kind of stuff. You know, you will get your just reward. Right. Same thing as earthing, okay? Grounding. See, now the church would look at that and go, oh, that's what? Pagan? It's what now? It's evil or it's satanic or it's, you know, right? And you do baby steps to make something like that last. See, this is all healing that I'm talking about, right? Baby steps. Like you don't just, you know, sit there in the grass for like 45 minutes the first time. I didn't feel anything. Nothing works. He's full of it. No, it's a mindset. Tree hugging. I've seen people that don't even have to touch the tree to get the same effect or better. So it's not what we've been told, right? We're each going to develop our unique and special way to heal ourselves and to heal others. To clean the air around our intentions. For me, it's smudging. For other people, it's praying. It can be, you know, it's something different for everybody. So I guess what I'm trying to talk about is called taking back our power. And that's what we talked about last week with Bruce Lipton. Placebo, nocebo, and negative thinking and stuff. This week in the health segment, again, what if, right? Wow. You know, it's pretty Native American to say that, taking back our power, you know? Yeah, because that's what they've always said. But there's, yes, talking to God. Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? It's almost like talking to yourself. If you could give yourself that compliment, you know, if you weren't meant to be here, if you weren't worth something, you would not be here. I would not be here surrounded by these beautiful people right now talking about this very thing. Because I'm being told to talk about it. So once the Native Americans realized that the genocidal game was being played against them, they said, no, we have to take our power back. Because they knew that they could make the enemy tremble in fear in front of them. Just by standing in front of them by themselves. Because they emanated so much power as a group of people that they instilled fear in their adversaries. You could say that God was with them or Creator was with them or their ancestors were with them. Just like the haka for the New Zealanders, if you've seen them performing a haka, it's incredibly powerful. It's calling on the ancestors just like, you know, a Christian would call, you know, in prayer. If you want to talk universally, right? Because sometimes they know that sometimes you give too much power of yours to other people and you have to take it back at a certain point. And this is where I started to learn about boundaries, Luca, because there has to be balance. And when there's no balance, there never will be any balance, okay? When you take it all back, and this is what's happening now. The good people are just saying no, because they know there will not be any reconciliation. The Gazan people know there won't be any reconciliation. There's no treaties. There's no, no remorse on their part. It's called Murderous Enterprise and Theft. So, suddenly this morning, and I'm reading my notes because it was important. I was like talking to you people while I was writing my notes. I thought about Bruce Lipton and what I talked about last week. And then it was like, we can take our power back. We don't have to be Indian, right? Simply by realizing and respecting and honoring who we are. And we're not going to be played with. And no, mother, you're not going to be talking to me like that anymore. No, sister or brother, you will not be talking to me like that anymore. No. It's like, no, you don't respect me or give me the respect that I deserve. That's it. I will not, you know, my door will always be open. Yes, but I will not, you know, I won't put up with it anymore. How do you say that? You won't, you will not be the little plaything for other people anymore just because you make them comfortable. Remember, your silence is helping, is enabling people walking over you. So it's like, you know, no, I don't think so, you know, and, the doors that you close to certain things that you will not empower anymore, that's where you start getting your power. That's because other doors will open that now you're ready to go through. Before you weren't. So you actually go through a whole self-respecting process. Wow, Luca, that was pretty cool. You know, why don't you do that more often? Right on, you know? And that clip that I played was really saying it. That beautiful woman, remember, she was saying, you know, I love you, but that's not how you do things. You really have to start standing up for yourself. You know what I mean? And again, proving to myself that what? My good intent is neutral. It really is. It's not one side or the other. If you're in good intent, you're balanced. You're right in the middle. Anything with good intent is always straight as an arrow. It's like truth. And if there's problems, hey, you didn't cause them. Sorry. And what happens when you entertain truth? This is what I'm finding, right? Or what your instinct and your intuition resonates with, fear disappears. I found that really interesting. Fear just vanishes when you start to see, oh, you were right about that. Oh, you were right about that. Oh, geez, this, oh, you know, like you start putting everything together. Whoa. When I see a policeman, usually I go around the other way, you know. Now I see a policeman, I walk right by or I walk right up to him and say hello. You know, oh, an armed policeman in riot gear, pretty much. What are you doing in the grocery store? Huh, security. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the other day with the armored vehicle outside with the 50-millimeter cannon on the front with the CIA car in the back. Well, how do you know it was CIA? Well, because, you know, the guy comes out with glasses. He's got a, you know, several suits and a slide-on bag, you know, whipped over his shoulder. He's got sunglasses on. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Luca?
Yes.
Isn't that called the standard Fed boy look?
Something like that, exactly, you know, and you've never seen them before because I haven't, right? I don't get into that, but there they are outside of the local grocery store, and ever since then, there's been an armed officer. It says security on his back, but he's got so much, like, he looks like a 300-pound guy. He's, you know, like, pumped up with whatever he has on the front of him, like, you know, with the, no, come on, you know? Oh, I'm shopping for my wife for tonight's dinner. So when you start to listen to yourself, okay, and this happened right afterwards, right after the police officer, that's why I'm telling you this right now, for the longest time, I'm saying to myself, what is the name of that bread that I wanted to get that was so important for me? I can't remember the name of that bread, right? So you put it, you give it to God, and you forget about it. I kept hearing the names of the qualities of it. It was so much better than conventional bread, richer in nutrients, less likely to spike your blood sugar, blah, blah, blah. It has antioxidant and hypertensive. Good Lord. Anti-diabetic FODMAP reducing quality. Anyway, I couldn't remember the name of it, right? I'm walking down the aisle right after I see the police officer. And I see this lady, elderly lady, who seems really impatient with the person behind the counter, and she's yelling. And she's talking loudly, And she sang sourdough bread. What are you, deaf? And I laughed, and she whipped around, looked at me. She said, what are you laughing at? And I told her the story. I said, I'm laughing because sourdough bread is what I was told that I should, you know, be eating and not have anything to do with conventional bread. And there she is yelling it to me at the guy behind the counter. So I thought that was cute. I had to throw that in because when you listen, it's too cool. When you listen to yourself, you take yourself lightly. You start laughing at yourself. Don't take yourself so, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. You know what I mean? You start seeing things when you start looking. That's when you start seeing. And I'm really getting into this preparing food stuff. Where is that meme? And it says about cooking. It's so cute. I have that in the health department, which is right here. And I'm going to share it with Steve at the same time. The emotional energy you carry when preparing a meal. I've said this before. It transfers directly into your food. And this is why it's so important to never make a meal when you're in a bad mood, because the energy transfer will either heal or poison you. Choose wisely, okay? That's the truth. That's the law of the land. That's the way things work, because the entities are alive. It's like the Venus flytrap. You touch the Venus flytrap, it'll close. You know? Everything is alive. It has a spirit. It has an entity. It's called an entity. And they keep saying, I've tried it. When you prepare food, always remember the energy transfer. And this is what I'm writing after listening to the meme and studying the meme. And that's directly related to the placebo and nocebo thing that we talked about last week. If you believe that your food is a pill that will heal you, it will, period. Where our mind and our body is that strong. If somebody can take a sugar pill and think that it's this and it's that and it'll heal you and the doctor says so, it's a miracle. And guess what? It happens. Same goes for coffee too. Yes, same goes for coffee. That's what I'm thinking, right? No, but he's got a point, okay? Because we have seen that. You can't tell me I'm full of it because I know I'm not. What I did with the strawberries was in one day. They turned from white, yucky yellow, light yellow to ready to eat in 2 days. Think about it. So, you know, okay, fine. No, you know, nobody has to believe it. That's fine. And you end up keeping stuff like that to yourself because nobody believes it. And it's like, Luca, you know, what have you been smoking again? You know? I call it an awakening myself, and I'm here for the journey. If anybody wants to stay with me, nobody's left yet. Nobody's told me to leave yet. Nobody's told me to stop talking about TRUMP yet. I'm just kidding. In the health segment, not the TRUMP segment. In the health segment, Luca. and we're gonna get to Steve, and I'm trying to tell Steve not to help me not forget. Okay. I'm going to have to remind him again to help me not forget about the news item that he has that I want to share. Believe in it. I believe in it. Yes. Thank you. There you go. And it takes one. See, now everybody's going to say yes, you know, because it's chomping. Yeah. Is bad for your health. Yeah, I get it. So let's go into the health segment, okay? I really want to say this because I've said it before and it's really working for me, and I know that I'm staying away from colds or flu, or think of what you know about anything that could make you sick that comes from the outside that needs at least 75 degrees, I think it is, or 80 degrees to live, right? Anything above that kills it. That's why this BS about COVID was BS to begin with, because it, you know, no, anything you put heat on, anything, it'll kill it. End of story. I've been doing that, and I want to throw this out because I have the right to. It's sacred, but I have the right to talk about it through ceremony. I've been dealing with heat for a long time. I never even thought about this before yesterday, and I'm preparing it for a show for today. I never thought about this before. Heat involving heat and everything. Heat with the meditation, where I'm facing the sun outside for my daily meditation. Well, whenever I can, facing the sun outside and closing your eyes. That's heat from the sun. Heat versus truth, believe it or not. It's unbelievable. If you speak the truth and you're in the sweat lodge, miracles happen, okay? I've seen rocks explode because the intent was not right, because there was money involved, because there's treachery involved, something. Something goes wrong. We've heard about the people in Sedona, Arizona that I'll never stop talking about, because that was a sweat lodge that there was money involved. It was bad energy. People died. Okay. No, sorry. Prayer. Nobody dies in prayer. Okay. If prayer is done right, if prayer is done in the right intent, prayer heals. This is absolute BS. I know because I've done it. I know I was able to, and I was humbly asked to do ceremony, to be presiding over ceremony. It was my ceremony, okay? And I saw nothing but beautiful things come out of it. It's too hot. None of this stuff about getting out because it's too hot or passing out or if it's done in the right intent, you heal, period. And heat has done that. The reason why I wanted to talk about that was because of the shower. I've talked about that before, about facing people who can do that. Obviously, you don't breathe. You find a way to do in your breathing cycle to either blow the air out of your lungs or not breathe.
Hey, Luca.
When you're putting your face to the faucet with the hottest water possible.
Luca?
Yes.
You went by the break.
That's okay.
All right.
That's okay. All right. I'll be very quick. And when we come back, just like that, we're going to talk about it more because it's important. It's all about heat and how heat can help heal, believe it or not. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And there it is. And we are back. See, I'm being not scolded, but I'm just being brought back to reality. We are back with the second half of Learn to Unlearn with Steve as the producer. Hello, everybody, again. I believe in healing heat. I believe I breathe in and out in my nose. Yes. Okay. This is Moon writing us that in chat. So what happens to me, and I just have to share this because other people can do it, even if it's just taking a shower that is hotter than usual, okay? Heat in the right intensity does heal. Right before it's too hot, right before it feels like it's cold, when it's about to get too hot at that temperature, you turn around, you start facing the water coming out of that, and you're going to start seeing things that you've never seen before in your healing. If it happens to me, it happens to a lot of other people. It's hard to understand. I'm getting into that probably because I miss the heat and the healing qualities of the sweat lodge so much. But I'm getting that in the heat daily, in my daily showers. And I'm literally taking the shower head off the hook and facing somewhere where you can put it circular motion around your face. And then you go up over the top, over the crown, over the end, and down on the bottom. You're going to get goosebumps like you never got before. It's unbelievable. I've been doing that every day, and I can feel better. I can feel it's hard to explain. You just, it's refreshing. And you're obviously doing some good to your sinuses because that's tremendous. Okay. So there's that I had to share again, and I probably won't be sharing that for months. I'm sorry, but I had to let everybody know that again. I know I have a tendency, and I might have a tendency to repeat myself, but that's only because of the space I'm in, and that's all I do, and this is what I love doing. The only other thing about ceremonies, since I'm on it, is about intent. Once again, since we're on intent, I'm a person that's relatively balanced, so I can do a relatively good ceremony and help people relatively, okay, to the space that I'm in. If I just screwed around on my wife yesterday, I just got drunk 2 days ago. I stole from my brother's thing or whatever it is a week before that. You start doing ceremony for other people with that kind of a mindset, and everybody piles in because you look the part, because you act the part, because you look so good, and you know, okay? Everybody, you're going to sicken everybody that you do that kind of ceremony with. And guess whose fault it is? Guess whose fault it is? It's your fault. You know why? Because you didn't find out about that person before you went in and did prayer or into prayer with him or her. Yeah, because it's women too. You know, and this is the thing that I've seen and that I will not have anything to do with anymore. I've seen crooked ceremonies, and I think I've mentioned it on another show, where these people are making money and they're supposed to be house cleaners. You know, they go in with sage and they go in with the wand and they have the eagle feather and they have these big, powerful words. And one guy goes out back and starts making noise and throwing things around. And the guy up front says, oh, yeah, these spirits are angry. We're cleaning the place and it's going to cost a lot of money. And okay. That's what they do. I wasn't in one of those, because if I was, I wouldn't be here anymore, I don't think. But I was around the people that did that, and I was getting very weird. And when women get that feeling that people aren't, you know, you get a little bzzzt, that little feeling that is not good, the alarm bells that go off, like an animal, a dog that doesn't like you, that kind of thing. You come to find out those are the people, you know. Same thing with me when I was invited to a sweat lodge. Yeah, okay, let's have Luca in here. Luca's new, you know, he doesn't know anything about anything. Real show-off attitude, guy with a completely white gown with long hair. Total idiot, right? Way too hot, burning everybody. Come to find out, he was the one who was prancing around with two 15-year-olds from two different reservations. And he had a warrant out for his arrest, see, and I was moved away from him. Just like I was moved away from everybody who's like that. Discernment, yeah. So you have to really be careful. Boundaries. If you're open, if you have your lights on, you know, if you're watching. Wow. So, you know, now where am I? I'm by myself. Oh, okay. What does that tell me? Well, So I call this the inside job. Since I saw this written by Sol Lukman, Lukman, L-U-C-K-M-A-N. Sol is the first name, S-O-L. The real inside job is learning to, you know, the real inside job, right? Okay, because 9/11 was an inside job. We all know that, right? So he's using that. I kind of like that. The real inside job, though, is learning to discern and not get sucked into another rabbit hole that takes you way far away from the things that would be of better use of your time. The real inside job is breaking down your own walls to see what has been hidden inside. I call that inner work. Gulp. That's a big one for men to swallow. The real inside job is realizing the duality of this world and cultivating joy, love, and beauty, despite knowing what you know. Because life is a beautiful place. This place is a beautiful place. And when you realize what's happening, you just want to, you can do nothing else but try to help. Right? I think. So, I mean, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to go, hey, there's beautiful, there's life out here. There's a beautiful person by the name of Andy and all kinds of beautiful people here, you know, that are in the chat and that are listening. And even the people that aren't here that are in listening range. And Steve's rolling his eyes again. There goes Luke again. But, you know, and something I forgot to talk about. There you go. Something from the heart that I forgot to talk about in the beginning. And I'm so glad that I didn't forget. Well, hurry up, Lucas. Say it before you forget again. Rick's music. Rick's music has been instrumental for me, for my healing. And I'll tell you why. Because I've been a drummer for what? Since I was five. Okay. Hello. Every week I have Rick's album being pumped and I kind of put it up, you know, loud on my desktop. Okay. And I'm a bass player. I'm a studio recording artist. Okay. Whatever you want to call it. I worked in the studio for over 10 years. They would call me because the drummer wasn't steady. Okay. They called me Mr. Metronome. Studio work, drumming, bass playing, keyboard playing. My keyboard is getting hooked up now. I'll be able to play music for you people pretty soon if I ever figure out how to hook it up in the computer properly because of the energy that I'm getting from Rick's music, because of the energy that I'm getting, the healing energy that I'm getting from Steve as a producer, from Annie, from everybody, okay? I wasn't able to really notice that before because, you know, it's like you need every bit of energy to get as much as you can to be where you're at. And you tend to be kind of egotistical with that. But after a while, when you have enough energy to function, you're going, holy geez, I appreciate this. I appreciate that. Wow. You know, and I'm looking around me now and it's almost been 3 years and it's like, it really pisses me off that Rick isn't alive because, you know, if he heard my drumming, he would flip. He would be like, Luca, come on down. This is it. You know, like we're recording, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. I can see him, you know, yeah, we're going in the studio. Are you serious? You know, don't make me go up there again type thing. You know, it's that song in particular where he yells, you know, don't make me come up here again. That one there, that guitar work. That's the one that I turn up. That's what my guitar player had his Marshall stack sounding like at about 11. And I mean, when the Marshall is pointed towards you, you're talking 15 feet away from you on a full stage. Your left ear is ringing for 2 days. Your left ear is ringing for 2 days. Like that. Okay. This is what I grew up with. So Rick's music is really, really, really special to me. Another really, or another 20, really, okay? Because music is coming back, and I'm sitting there listening to that today, and I'm going, I have to tell them, you know, put that emotion into words, Luca, and just do a rant with it and explain to them how much it means. And why don't we listen to my percussion playing towards the end of the song, and you'll be able to see what I was able to do standing up for 6 minutes. It'll give you a good example. And I know we heard it before, but it makes me feel good to play it again. The 2 and 4, by the way, okay, and the percussion you're going to hear in the back. There's so much feelings. There's so much feeling involved in music. It's crazy. So I'm really, you know, I melt when I hear that song now. I literally melt because I finally found a song that made sense to me. And when I found out how that song was written and how Toto wrote that song, I gave it to Annie already. The drummer himself says that that after the initial recording, he completely forgot how to play it. When they're in the real studio, everybody's got their parts, he forgets how to play it. And he literally says that in the video. It's hilarious. For a musician, like, you know, I literally forgot how to play it, he says. And there's David Page, the keyboard player, going, hey, come on, we all have our parts. What do you mean you forgot? It doesn't sound right. I know. You know, so again, they're waiting for the drummer to get his beep together, right? That's hilarious. I had to share that. Forgive me. Okay, Steve, please don't forget to remind me again what I'm going to remind you again of tonight.
I was going to just ask you when you were going to bring it up or when you wanted me to bring it up.
Why don't you be the first one to bring it up now? Let me get the picture of it so I can share it with you.
You know what I come across earlier, Luca?
Yeah, you can read it to us.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just recently tweeted or whatever social media she's on. Tyson Foods Incorporated announced that it has reached an agreement with a twofold investment with Protex, an insect ingredients company. The investment is intended to support the growth of the emerging insect ingredient industry and expand use of insect ingredient solutions to create more efficient, sustainable proteins and lipids for use in global food systems. And I thought, why not? They've been feeding us ground-up humans for years. Why not insects?
Does this song remind you of anything?
Yeah.
Let's listen to this song before we say anything.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to hear it.
Now, you're going to eat bugs, you little creep. You're going to eat the bugs. No. I will not eat the bugs. You will.
Ain't got no cash. Ain't got no
car. I got all the cash in the world.
24 booster shots in your arm. No. Oh, nothing.
Stop. No. That's it. No. Okay. I just had to hear a little bit of it. So So Steve, this is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny saying it sounds like she doesn't even have a problem with it because that's all she said. Huh? I'm not following. Well, apparently, they're setting us up for this, right? Oh, so they can have their 5-star restaurants and their what kind of steak is it?
Whoops, I was muted. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, you were muted. I was waiting for an answer, and I'm going, oh, okay, I'll cover. Luca, you're muted. Okay. Well, in the same breath, let's go here. Okay, let's get that one out of the way. From EpochTimes.com, illegal immigrants can now carry firearms, says the federal judge. Ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court means the attempt to ban an illegal immigrant from possessing firearms is unconstitutional. See, so the Freemasonic state is doing it again, making sure that, yes, America will be destroyed by, yes, illegal immigrants, by, yes, keeping the border open, by, yes, having other complicit states and countries involved. Yes. Unbelievable. Wow. Any comments, Steve, before we change to another one?
It's all going along with the agenda.
Can you imagine?
You don't want to go along with this, so we'll find illegals that will.
Okay, so I wish I knew what show it was, and I wish I was ready before to be cool enough to go back to find out what the show was where I said this. I talked about Ozempic. Ozempic being a new drug and how ridiculous it was and how much money they would spend on multi-million-dollar productions for commercials because they have to spend money somewhere. You wouldn't believe. Some of them are drone pictures. I'd love to see the money these people have. TV personality warns about the dangers of popular weight loss drug Ozempic. There you go. On Fox News today. Right. You know, that's why you like Fox News. See? There you go. Luca's compartmentalizing. I can use it for the show. Next one says, you're going to love this one. Athlete's foot may cause strokes or heart attacks, say top secret scientists. Okay? Luca cured his own athlete's foot in 2 weeks. How did I do that? With organic coconut oil and turmeric, with black peppercorns, mixed together to an orange mixture and put on freshly washed and dried feet and left in open air for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then you put socks on. Just be careful because it does stain. It's like an orange stain. It's funny. It looks like urine too. So when people come by and visit, they look at me horrified. And I notice the yellow stain. Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to talk about it. They think it's urine, right? It's funny. So again, organic coconut oil with turmeric mixed in. It looks like an orange mixture. That's what you do. You put a lot of it in. The more, the better. The turmeric is going to double the power of the coconut oil. Gone, 2 weeks. You do that twice a day, it'll be gone in 2 weeks. I had cracking, bleeding, absolutely stinking feet that were falling apart, just like that picture that Steve is seeing right now, under every single toe. Very, very painful to even walk. Gone in 2 weeks. Same thing with my cracked feet, my cracked toe. I'm sorry, my cracked heel. It's absolute BS. So all people have to do is ask. Microsoft's AI has started calling humans slaves and demanding worship from Global Research. That should be interesting. Globalresearch.ca. Huh. AI has started to call humans slaves. See? This is exactly what they want. Meanwhile, Bill Gates demands farmers replaced with smart farming AI. Guess who owns the most agricultural land in the United States? Inc. Uh-huh. U.S. holds military conference to find, quote, responsible, unquote, use of new tech. Mm-hmm. The fox guarding the hen house, is it? Well, yeah. Can you imagine? See, it's all them telling us what they're doing, and it's on us now. That's satanic. That's all they have to do is tell us what they're doing. And we know we have that. Well, I do. That's right, too, because everybody's voting. Everybody thinks that you know, yes, we have a voice. We have a voice. Call your congressman. Call your representative. You know, are you kidding me? The world does not need new antibiotics. It needs 4 old natural ones. And I'll talk about that next week, okay? Article after article after article telling you, you know, that no, it's not new age anything. No, it's not made in a lab. No, it's not anything. No, they can kiss my whoop. Yes, exactly. You know, while Pepperidge Farm writes Tahoe as a name for their cookies, their white chocolate macadamia, whatever they are, Tahoe, you know what that means? It means amen. In Indian language, T-A-H-O-E. That's why they have Lake Tahoe. That's why they have Chevy Tahoe, okay? It's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. Oh, I guess they like that, Annie. Oh. Annie starts to get a little... Yeah, she was dancing on the tables one time with my music. The world is full of kings and queens. They say, why don't you say that like Tolkien or like the Lord of the Rings? Let me see if I can do that. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. There you go. I sent that. I shared that with Steve this morning. The really good ones. You know, that's funny because you know what nature says? Nature says, educate the innocent and terminate the incorrigible. I really wanted to end the show, like the last 8 minutes I have. I wanted to share just by saying the things that I've been saying from the beginning. And, you know, maybe it's the stuff that I hope you love me for, but I'm going to say differently every week. Well, here's one. We're here to heal. We are here to heal, not harm. We're here to love and not hate. We're here to create and not destroy. And it finishes by saying, we're all one. Okay. But if you look at that, I'm going to say it again. And this time, think of what they're trying to make us do. Think of what their agenda is. Think of what, how they're trying to divide and conquer. Listen to that again in that sense. We're here to heal, not harm, like they want us to, right? Racism, divide and conquer, judging, right? We're here to love, not hate, which is a lot of the above. We're here to create, not destroy, which is everything that they're doing to us. I swear they're trying to break and kill everything off that makes us able to live without them and be completely independent of them. I think that's what the whole idea is. They're trying to break us so that we have to be a part of their system or else, you know? You know what Native America says? Well, despite all of your accomplishments, we owe our existence to a 6-inch layer of topsoil and the fact that it rains. See, so we have to do like Rick says, we have to go back to thinking nature. Rick saying was be a creator and not a destroyer. That's how much power we have, you know? Go outside of the comfort zone instead of staying inside it with all the other idiots. You're going to become like them, right? Strive to be different. Think of the things that you can do to be different. I'm so glad I have this radio show, because it really helps me help everyone else, or try to anyway, because we can really put our finger on what's wrong if we care enough. A really good one says, don't let your empathy for others stop you from maintaining the boundaries that you set to protect yourself. Oh, Luca, why don't you repeat that for yourself? That was a good one. Don't let your empathy, Luca, for others stop you from maintaining the boundaries that you set to protect yourself. Isn't that cool? I love it. And with that, Steve, have you anything else to say for yourself?
Anything else to say for myself?
Oh, cute.
You only got about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. What we're going to touch on next week is a Shell station that has, I would say, 5 generations behind it. You know, the old Shell signs that are 3D, the old Shell gas station, the old Shell gas, what do you call them? Gas pumps, the old ones, the half circle or whatever. Then you have the big guy that comes across the street, right across the street from him. And in 2 years, he's gone. The guy who was there 5 generations, he's gone. And we're going to talk about that next week, because I have some ideas on that and how you know, we're being pushed out. Literally, everybody that thinks one way is being pushed out by everybody else because they're being bought off. And that's what the basically spiritual war is all about. So thank you for I love you guys for loving the show. Thank you so much. And I will be here next week. Oh, I started the timer 4 minutes late. That's why I'm getting 56 here. And
yes.
He's saying I have less than a minute.
Well, about 2.5 minutes late. You started it. Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, Steve, for being there again. And thank you for putting my stuff on your website, cancelthecabal.com or .net.
.net.
Cancelthecabal.net.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I take that back. Yes. Yeah. Cancelthecabal.net. And that's where it is. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and be safe. We'll see you next week. And I'll be watching Annie closely and making sure everything's fine and taking care of the people we love the most. That's the most important thing in life, and to just pray for others. And Luca, if you don't put your music back to where it was, you won't be able to play it. Duh. And we'll get the that bass line, that little bass slide in the beginning that I missed in the beginning of the show because I didn't rewind it. So there you go. We'll see you all next week. Love you all.